News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Supreme Court will give its order on the Maharashtra government formation today, the Apex Court said, while hearing the Shiv Sena NCP Congress combine's plea against the governor's decision to swear in Devendra Fadnavis as Chief Minister. As uncertainty in the state mounted, the centre on Monday maintained that the BJP had the support of all 54 NCP MLAs to form a government in Maharashtra and asked the Supreme Court for 2 to 3 days to reply to the plea against Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari's decision. Appearing for the Shiv Sena, senior advocate Kapil Sibal said the combine has affidavits from 154 Maharashtra MLAs and the BJP should be asked to prove its majority within 24 hours if it has the numbers. The Shiv Sena Congress NCP has filed a plea against the governor's decision to swear in BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis as Chief Minister and NCP's Ajit Pawar as Deputy Chief Minister in the early hours of Saturday. The centre told a bench comprising Justices N.V. Ramana, Ashok Bhushan and Sanjeev Khanna that the governor had an absolute discretion invited the largest party to form the government on November 23. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta told the top court the Maharashtra governor is not supposed to conduct a roving and fishing inquiry to ascertain which party has the numbers to form the government. The question is, he said, can a party come and seek the court's intervention to hold a floor test within 24 hours? Mehta said the governor was cognizant of the facts and the situation after poll results that had led to precedent's rule being invoked in the state. The Apex Court, after perusing Koshyari's letter inviting Fadnavis, said it has to be decided whether or not the Chief Minister enjoys majority support on the floor of the House. The Solicitor General explained that the Governor had invited Shiv Sena, BJP and NCP for government formation and precedent's rule was imposed only after they failed. Senior Advocate Maninder Singh, appearing for Ajit Pawar, told the bench that the Governor rightly invited Fadnavis to form the government. Opening his arguments, Sibal, appearing for the Shiv Sena, referred to Uddhav Thackeray being declared the next Maharashtra Chief Minister at a press conference of the three parties. Where was the national emergency to revoke President's rule at 5:27 a.m. and CM being administered oath at 8 a.m. next morning? Sibal asked. Sibal referred to the alleged haste by which President's rule was revoked and a new government was formed in Maharashtra and said it has never been done in history. Shiv Sena NCP Congress combine has affidavits of 154 Maharashtra MLAs supporting it. If the BJP has the numbers, then they should be asked to prove the majority within 24 hours, Sibal said. Senior advocate Abhishek Singhvi, appearing for the NCP and the Congress, termed it a fraud of the worst kind and asked whether a single NCP MLA told Ajit Pawar that he supported him to go with the BJP. As the hearing began on Monday morning, Mehta submitted letters of the governor and Fadnavis as asked by the bench on Sunday. The Apex Court said it is not considering the Shiv Sena NCP Congress combine's plea that they be invited to form the government in Maharashtra. And some opposition parties led by the Congress are likely to boycott the joint sitting of Parliament today, called to commemorate the Constitution Day, and will hold a protest against the political developments in Maharashtra. The Congress, left parties NCP, TMC, RJD, TDP and DMK have planned a joint protest at the Ambedkar statue inside the Parliament complex against the political developments in Maharashtra and installing of a government led by Devendra Fadnavis with Ajit Pawar as Deputy Chief Minister, sources said. Opposition parties will also hold a joint meeting in the morning and take a final call on the boycott of the Constitution Day function. This is aimed at presenting a united opposition in the wake of the Maharashtra developments, they said. The Shiv Sena, former ally of the BJP, is also likely to join the protest. Shiv Sena leaders Anil Desai, Arvind Sawant and some others met Congress President Sonia Gandhi at her residence and extended their support to the protest call given by the Congress. The government is celebrating Constitution Day or Samvidhan Divas on Tuesday in the Central Hall of Parliament to mark the 70th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution by the Constituent Assembly. President Ramnath Kovind, Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the MPs on the occasion. The President will also inaugurate a digital exhibition through video conferencing. The Sunni Central Waqf Board will meet in Lucknow today to discuss the Supreme Court's Ayodhya verdict amid reports that its members are divided on whether to file a review petition against the judgment. The meeting is also expected to discuss whether to accept a plot of land that the judgment said must be given to Muslims to build a potential mosque, Waqf Board Chairman Zafar Farooqi said on Monday. After the five-judge bench delivered its historic verdict on the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute, Farooqi had come out against filing a review petition, but some board members went public against the stand. "I have been authorized to take a decision on behalf of the board, but if any member has an objection to it, he can raise it in the meeting scheduled on November 26," Farooqi had said. In a unanimous verdict, the Supreme Court had paved the way for the construction of a temple at the disputed site in Ayodhya. It also directed the center to allot a 5-acre plot to the Sunni Waqf Board for building a potential mosque. "It has to be seen whether the board can refuse to take the 5-acre land for the construction of a mosque, as ruled by the Supreme Court. Will it amount to contempt of court? The board has started taking legal opinion on this point," he had said. Farooqi said there were divergent views within the 8-member board on the matter, and the number of those suggesting that the plot should be used for some constructive work to give a message to the world is very low. The Sunni board was a main litigant in the Ayodhya case. Earlier, the All India Muslim Personal Law Board said a review petition will be filed against the judgment. It is also against accepting an alternative site to replace the mosque that was demolished in Ayodhya in 1992. And 4 African countries have reported new cases of polio linked to the oral vaccine, as global health numbers show there are now more children being paralyzed by viruses originating in vaccines than in the wild. In a report late last week, the World Health Organization and partners noted 9 new polio cases caused by the vaccine in Nigeria, Congo, Central African Republic, and Angola. 7 countries elsewhere in Africa have similar outbreaks, and cases have been reported in Asia. Of the 2 countries where polio remains endemic, Afghanistan and Pakistan, vaccine-linked cases have been identified in Pakistan. In rare cases, the live virus in oral polio vaccine can mutate into a form capable of sparking new outbreaks. All the current vaccine-derived polio cases have been sparked by a type 2 virus contained in the vaccine. Type 2 wild virus was eliminated years ago. Polio is a highly infectious disease that spreads in contaminated water or food and usually strikes children under 5. About 1 in 200 infections results in paralysis. Among those, a small percentage die when their breathing muscles are crippled. Donors last week pledged $2.6 billion to combat polio as part of an eradication initiative that began in 1988 and hoped to wipe out polio by 2000. Since then, numerous such deadlines have been missed. To eradicate polio, more than 95% of a population needs to be immunized. World Health Organization and partners have long relied on oral polio vaccines because they are cheap and can be easily administered, requiring only 2 drops per dose. Western countries use a more expensive injectable polio vaccine that contains an inactivated virus incapable of causing polio. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.